greatest joy, and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top six here from Winter Field. It's the Dock Spiders 7 and the Rafters 1 on WFHR. 9-1-2 for Fond du Lac due up in this inning against Rafter right-hander Seth Creasy. First pitch of the inning driven in the air to left by Drew Howard. Walker Buchanan out in front of the wall to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Creasy here in the sixth, and it'll bring up Miles Vandenhoeven. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio back in the Winterfield press box. Another day, another Rafters ball game here this summer. It is 7 runs on 12 hits and no errors for Fondi. A run on 3 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Righty on righty battle. First pitch to the Fond du Lac right fielder. Misses low and outside. Fond du Lac getting their 3 runs in the third, and 4 more in the fourth. Rafters getting their lone run off the bat of Jorge Degatti, a solo jack in the bottom of the first. The 1-0 off-speed delivery from Creasy, right down the chute to make it 1-1. 4 left on for Fond du Lac in the ballgame, 3 for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1 chopped on the ground over to second. Ben Lloyd gobbles and throws to first in time. Two up, two down for Drew Berrigan. Berrigan driving in 5 of the 7 Fond du Lac runs today. Singled in the first, RBI single in the third. Grand slam in the fourth. Seth Creasy looking to work 2 scoreless frames out of the Raptors stable. First pitch to Berrigan, chasing in the dirt. Swing and miss, 0-1. Brandon Scott, the start tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. It's been Austin Cutts on the mound for all 5 innings on the Dock Spider side. He'll want. Bounced in to even the count at a ball and a strike. Worth Seth Creasy. Thirteen on the pitch clock. Creasy set the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Berrigan chasing again, low and away. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. Rafters will bring 2-3-4 to the plate yet again for a second time in this ballgame when we get to the bottom of inning 6 as the 1-2 delivery just misses the zone away from Creasy. Count now 2-2. Working quickly The young right-hander is the 2-2 delivery, rolled over on the ground to short. Glove by McIntosh, the throw to first is in time. It's a 1-2-3, top of the sixth inning for Seth Creasy. We head to the home half right here at historic Witter Field at 7-1 Dock Spiders. On your home for all 70 Raptor games this summer, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
2-3-4 for the Rats here at the bottom of inning six from historic Witter Field. You're chugging right along here in Wisconsin Rapids. 7-1 Dock Spiders on WFHR Andy Yochum. Returning to you here is the first pitch from Austin Cutts to Jorge Degatti. This is outside for ball one. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Fond du Lac. A run on 3 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Gotti swinging away at the 1-0. Fouls it away down the first base side. Gotti, solo homer in the first, his third of the season, his first here at Witter Field in his two seasons as a Raptor. 1-1 fastball from Cutts misses inside for ball two. Gotti's last time up, a flyout to right field in the fourth inning. The 2-1. Breaking ball in the air, shallow right. Drawing out the second baseman, Howard. He's there to make the catch. Leadoff man retired here in the inning for Wisconsin Rapids. It'll bring up the right fielder, Orlando Lordoy. Lordoy 0-for-2, a pair of ground outs in the ball game to second base in the first and to short in the fourth. About Seth Creasy, a 1-2-3 top of this sixth inning. 22 pitches and 2 frames for the right-hander. More across the Northwoods League. Lacrosse leading 3-2 in the top of the fifth at Mayo Field. Top 7 from Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon. The Green Bay Rockers leading the Kenosha Kingfish 1-0. The first pitch to Lordoy, tapped foul down the first base line. 5-2 Bismarck at home, and they're leading the Mankato Moondogs in the top of inning 6. Top 6 in some softball action from Mankato. The 30-10 Mankato Habaneros leading the 16-23 lacrosse team 8-0. Now the windup, Cutts is 0-1. Off speed, line foul down the first base side. Count now nothing at 2. Top 3 at Dickinson Baseball Field. 1-1 the score between the Minot Hot Tots and the Badlands Big Sticks. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Payoff pitch from Austin Cutts. Fouled away the other way, line to left. And the Raptor bullpen will do it again. As we talked in the Great Lakes West Division, both playoff spots are finalized. Madison winning the second half. Wausau winning the first half. They are in as well. The 0-2. This is downstairs for ball one. Wisconsin Rapids entering tonight. 19 wins, 14 losses, in third place and 4.5 out. Not that those numbers matter anymore. Green Bay right behind them at 16-14, trailing the Dock Spiders. Should say trailing the Rockers by 5 games. Are these Dock Spiders at 12-20? In half number 2, Lakeshore bringing up the rear at 11 wins and 20 losses here in the second half. 2-2 the count on Lordoy. That one missing low and outside. And the real chase between the entire league really is to watch, especially in the Great Lakes side of things out in the east. It's the 2-2 bounced in for ball 3. Kalamazoo and Traverse City separated by just half a game. The two clubs played last night. It went to KZoo. Growlers 20-12. Traverse City 20-13. Only one can make it as Rockford won the first half in the Great Lakes East. Both teams currently winning in their games right now. Cuts is 3-2. Slider missing outside for ball 4. Lordoy a 7-pitch walk. The Raptors get a one-out base runner here in the bottom of inning 6. Walker Buchanan 1-for-2 in the ball game. Last time up, singled in the 4th. Yeah, righty on righty battle here for Fond du Lac starter tonight, Austin Cuts. There is action in that Dock Spider bullpen. Set. It's Cuts, first pitch, off-speed delivery right down the heart of the plate for a called strike. That is Jonah Montez, junior from Upland, California. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical warming up in the Fond du Lac bullpen. The 0-1 will have to wait a pickoff move over to first. The Great Plains East, lacrosse as mentioned, 10-22 in the second half. Loggers really struggling. But they did win the first half of that division. It's the 0-1 sliders on the inside corner for a called strike. Currently it's a two-team race for the top. Eau Claire leading by a full game at 19-12 on the 18-13 Duluth Huskies. The Express winners of their last 6, 8-2 in their last 10. The 0-2 fastball misses off the plate for ball 1. The 1-2 tap foul from Buchanan down the third base side. The Great Plains West, St. Cloud clinching the second half. It'll be them and Wilmar playing right now, but it'll be those two in the playoffs starting on Sunday. The 1-2 misses outside, kicks off the glove of the catcher Jolly down to second Lordoy. One away, runner in scoring position. Buchanan a chance for back-to-back multi-hit games. Nice push here for St. Cloud, winning their last 4 ball games to get their spot secured earlier here in the final week of this regular season. So it'll be Rocks and Stingers, Mallards and Woodchucks. We're still waiting on the other two matchups. It's the 2-2 off-speed delivery misses at the top of the zone. Count drawn full here for Buchanan. Landon Gaz on deck, Kyler McIntosh to follow. Kyler McIntosh just got done warming up in the Raptor bullpen. It's his final game here, so it makes sense. He's going to get working on the mound. 3-2, broken bat. Dribbler is through the right side for a base hit. Orlando Lordoy is going to come in to score. Walker Buchanan comes through again. It's a multi-hit game for the Virginia Cavalier. He drove in 5 runs last night. He's got an RBI here tonight as well. It's 7-2. Runner on first, one out, and the batter is Landon Gass. Some good firewood there for Walker Buchanan. Gass 0-for-2 in the ballgame, struck out looking in the second, grounded out to third base back in the 4th inning. First pitch to Gaz. Slider missing outside. Or ball one. And here is Gaz looking for his first hit of the ball game. Another breaking ball. This one catches the zone from Cutts to even the count at 1-1. Shapiro holding on Buchanan at first. A 1-1 delivery home. Third straight breaking ball. Misses up and in for ball two. Fourth hit of the ball game there for Wisconsin Rapids off the bat of Walker Buchanan. The 2-1 hit hot, shot on the ground to third. Kootway gloves, throws to second. One, the throw to first is in time. Inning ending 5-4-3 double play. The Rats get another back, but they only send four to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth. It is 7-2 Dock Spiders. We head to the top of the seventh here from historic Witter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
A whole bunch of defensive subs into the ball game as Kyler McIntosh enters the fray. 3-4-5 for Fondelak. First pitch to Preston Knott on the outside corner for a called strike. So here we go. McIntosh from short to the mound. Ben Lloyd moving from second to short. From first to second is Dalton Fiveash, and from the DH spot to first base is Landon Gaz. It's the 0-1 delivery to Knott. Tap foul down the first base side. It's 7-2 Dock Spiders. Seth Creasy, two shutout innings, allowing two hits, no walks, and a strikeout on 22 pitches. The 0-2 pitch here from the Rafter, two-way player Kyler McIntosh. Shaking off new catcher into the ballgame, Cashel Duggar twice. Rocks and fires. Blistered on the ground, foul down the first base side there for Knott. 7 runs on 12 hits and no errors for Fond du Lac. 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. McIntosh, the third pitcher into the ballgame here for Kirk Schreider. Long pause here for Kyler out of the windup, the 0-2. He got him swinging, blowing away a fastball right by Preston Knott for the first out of the inning. Adam Kootway, the third baseman for Fond du Lac, 1-for-3 today, singled back in the second inning. McIntosh last worked on the mound on the road at Madison. 2/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, no walks and no strikeouts, facing 5. Picked up the loss, and the Rafters got walked off on that Saturday night. The First pitch to Cootway, fouled away down the first base side. Right and righty battle, the 0-1. Swung on and missed into the glove of Duggar. Count now 0-2. The 0-2. Downstairs, backhanded. Count now 1-2. One and two the count. The payoff home from Kyler. A quick pitch of Cootway runs up inside and hits him. Second time aboard here in the ballgame for Cootway. And the batter is Travis Shocker. The left-handed hitting Travis Strickler into the box. He's 0 for 3 in the ballgame. Runner aboard here against Kyler McIntosh. So we have a pinch hitter for final act. That is Gus Walker out of Marion University. Gus Walker signing Marion University. That's the campus in which Fond du Lac plays their home games. First pitch, fouled back. Count begins 0-1. An Albuquerque, New Mexico native is Walker, playing in just his ninth game of the summer here with Fond du Lac. 0-1 fastball right in there for a called strike. It's nothing at 2. 0-3 is Walker, getting a lot of defensive innings in on the season. He's drawn 4 walks by a pitch once. It's the 0-2 with 2 on the clock. Fastball missing upstairs for ball 1. Five-run Dock Spider lead. First of a home-and-home. Gaz holding on the runner at first. A good lead for Cootway. He 1-2. Fouled straight back by Walker, hitting from the left side. Count remains. You have to imagine the plan would be to have Kyler McIntosh finish the ball game. As mentioned, his final game here with the club. Save some arms. Allow the team to get through the final 3 games. I know Noah Willingham will be pitching for Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow. Can only throw in road games for the team. 1-2, tapped on the ground, foul. That one off home plate before getting to first base. Could have been an inning-ending double play for Wisconsin Rapids. I should say for Gus Walker, he hasn't had a trip to the plate yet this year. Those stats that I read off were here in Wisconsin Rapids last year. Little blunder on my end. Completely missed that. So Walker played in 8 games for Wisconsin Rapids last year. Now it's all starting to add up in my head, and I'll say why in a minute. As the 1-2 hit on a line and threw into right field for a base hit. First at bat. Fond du Lac Dock Spider. Remember John Baldridge, the director of media relations and broadcaster for the Fond du Lac Dock Spider, saying, "We picked up a guy that you guys had earlier this season." He's like, "What about Gus Walker?" Like, we have not had a Gus Walker here this year. So Walker, a Raptor a summer ago, checking in here with Fond du Lac and collecting a hit in his first at-bat with the team. Two aboard, one down for Tyler Nisus. The first pitch, grounded foul down the third base side. Out on second is Cootway. Walker on first. Nisus 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Singled his last time up in the 5th. 0-1. He's down in the dirt. Count 1-1. Ball and a strike. One out. Kyler set first base side of the rubber, the 1-1. Swung on and missed. Count now 1-2. McIntosh looking to either generate a ground ball or collect his second strikeout of the inning. It's back to second twice, the 1-2. He got him swinging on an off-speed pitch. Aiden Jolly will climb into the right-handed batter's box with two down.
Whiskey Rapids is the official town of your Raptors. This Saturday, Funk Yard Dealers are on 7 to 11 at Whiskey Rapids. Catcher number 20, Aiden Jolly.
Jolly 3-for-3 in the ballgame. Solo homer back in the third. Scored on a single back in the fourth and singled as well in the fifth. First pitch to Jolly on the inside corner, called a strike. Nothing and one the count on the 7-hole hitter in Douglas Coe's order. McIntosh set his next delivery. It's a breaking ball that misses low and outside. Doc Spiders on the season hitting .267 as a team. Scoring 414 runs. 18 long balls behind Wisconsin Rapids entering tonight. 42 versus the Raptors 60. The 1-1 rolled over on the ground to short. Ben Lloyd gloves it there. He'll throw to second in time to retire the side. Inning ending 6-4, fielder's choice. Kyler McIntosh dances around the traffic and throws a scoreless top of the seventh. It is stretch time at Witter Field. And it's the Dock Spiders 7 and the Raptors 2 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's...
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom seven, post-stretch and post-God Bless America. Wonderful rendition here at Witter Field. It is 7-2 Fond du Lac. With just a few innings left to play. And Yakim returning to you here on WFHR, a new pitcher into the ballgame. For the Dock Spiders, that is the left-hander out of the University of Evansville, Jacob Jarvis. Night done for Austin Cutts, the right-hander starting today for Fond du Lac, going six innings, allowing four hits, two earned runs, walking two and striking out three on 84 pitches. Kyler McIntosh leaving two on the bases, working a scoreless top of the seventh inning. Get some defensive changes in there for the Raptors as well. This is McIntosh's final game with the club and an opportunity for him to throw a few innings before heading out of town tomorrow. 7 runs on 13 hits and no errors for Fond du Lac. 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The Raptors putting up an inning in the 7th and 1, or a run in the 7th, pardon me. Should 1 in the 1st and 1 in the 6th. 3 in the 3rd, 4 in the 4th for Fond du Lac in this ballgame. A grand slam from Drew Berrigan in that 4th frame ripped the contest wide open. And Wisconsin Rapids, not much of an answer since. Jolly throws down to second. We are ready to go with Kyler McIntosh leading off the inning. 6-7-8. McIntosh, 5-ash, and the 8th spot in the order, which is now occupied by Cashel Duggar. McIntosh 0-for-1 in the ballgame. Struck out in the 2nd, drew a 5-pitch walk back in the 5th. The new pitcher for Wisconsin Rapids. As we mentioned, a bunch of defensive changes back of the previous inning. Gaz moving from the DH spot to first base. Dalton 5-ash from first to second. Lloyd from second to short. The first pitch to McIntosh. Called a strike from the hand of Jarvis. Jarvis from Farmington, Missouri, throwing in his 13th ball game of the summer. A 1-0 record. 10 innings pitched. Last did not record an out at home against La Crosse on Sunday. The 0-1 misses downstairs. Allowed 4 earned runs on 3 walks. One and one the count on the new Raptor pitcher. Jarvis rocks and fires a delivery that misses downstairs. Raptors having 3 left on the bases today. 6 left on by Fondi. It's the 2-1. Hit on a line and through into left field for a base hit. McIntosh's first hit of the ball game brings up Dalton 5-ash. So after Dalton 5-ash, it'll be Cashel Duggar on deck for Wisconsin Rapids, who came in to catch for Christian Webb in the top half of this inning. 5-ash singled back in the 5th, flew out to left field in the 2nd. Down lefty battle, first pitch to Dalton, swung on and missed. In the bottom third of the Raptor order for the 3rd time around, after Duggar, it will be Ben Lloyd. The 0-1. Fastball, scanned down and blocked in the dirt by Jolly. Count now a ball and a strike. Raptors in danger of falling to 19-15 here in half number 2 and 34-33 on the season. The left-hander comes set for the 1-1. Long pier to first. It was breaking ball and a swing and a miss there for Dalton 5-ash to make it 1-2. That June 30th game here at Winter Field, you did see Jacob Jarvis in that one. 3rd of an inning, 3 earned runs on a hit, walked 4 and faced 6. So control has been an issue for the left-hander all season. 1-2 tapped just to the left of the mound, gloved by the shortstop. Drew Berrigan, the throw to first, is dug out in time. 6-3 put out, McIntosh to second, 1 out here in the bottom of the 7th inning for Cashel Duggar. Good to see Cash in the ball game. Playing in his 36th ball game of the season here for Wisconsin Rapids. He's a .295 hitter in 105 at-bats. Had a 2-hit game at Green Bay on Sunday, one of those being his 3rd homer of the season and his 1st away from Winter Field. First pitch from Jarvis, swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. For Duggar, a chance to put the Raptors within just four runs. Long pause for Jarvis, looks back to second with five on the clock. The 0-1, check swing, he went around. Duggar against the lefties this year has seen him well, a 350 hitter in 20 at-bats. For Cashel, that is compared to his 282 average and 85 at-bats when facing the right-handers. 0-2 delivery. Fastball missing outside for ball one. For Cashel as well, five at-bats against Fond du Lac on the season. He's 2-for-5. He joined the team middle of June, so was a part of the squad in that four-game stretch to close out the first half. 1-2 breaking ball in the air to right. Coming in on it, Miles Vandenhoevel to make the catch for the second out of the inning. It's in and out of his glove. Did he say that was on the transfer? Field umpire Dylan Collins saying he did not hold on to that baseball. Cashel Duggar's on first. That'll go down as an error on Vandenhoevel. He made a simple play look difficult, but yet he robbed a homer of Aiden Teal. Back in the third inning, now Douglas Coe having some words for this umpiring crew, seeing if a call can be overturned, and now the three of the umps are going to meet prior to this at-bat here for Ben Lloyd. See if this call gets overturned. And they are going to call him out, saying it was on the transfer. So now Kirk Schreider out of the Raptor dugout saying, I need an explanation on this call. But on a fly out to the right fielder. Ben Lloyd will hit with a runner on second and two down. Reconnect 18 hits in the ballgame between the two teams. It's been Fond du Lac, two big innings that have really been the difference. Look at Ben Lloyd. I've been saying, hey, how are these guys hitting against the righties and lefties this year? Lloyd in his five games against the Southpaws and 11 at-bats is 3-for-11. He's going to try and put this game within 4-4 Wisconsin Rapids. Looking out the Northwoods League scoreboard following a continuing discussion here. A final in Thunder Bay. The Border Cats over the Express 8-6. How about this game at Memorial Park? The Kalamazoo Growlers 16 and the Royal Oak Leprechauns 10. 4-3 in Indiana. The Jackrabbits have gotten the lead over Battle Creek, and they're looking to close out the ball game here at home. First pitch to Lloyd. This is down the dirt for ball one. Ben has been aboard in one of his two trips to the plate today, that being his last time up, a 6-4 fielder's choice. Got some scoring in the preview of the Great Plains West playoffs. St. Cloud leading Wilmar 2-1 at home in the top of the third as the 1-0 is swung on and missed. Still 1-0 at Wade Stadium, bottom seven between Duluth and Waterloo. 12 runs in the ballgame at Athletic Park, bottom six, Wausau 8, Minnesota 4. The 2-0, should say the 1-1, is low and outside. How about this? We have a little bit of some showers here at Witter Field. Didn't think rain was going to be coming today, but here we are. The 2-1 misses down in the dirt. Thought we were having all the rain get through us on Monday. Three and one the count here on Ben Lloyd. Three-one pitch coming here. Fouled back by Lloyd. Count now full. On the bright side, knocking on some wood here. It's not raining into the press box like it was on Monday. As I said, on the air, raining sideways. A full count delivery coming here from Jacob Jarvis with two down on the bottom of the seventh inning. Lloyd in the air, left field. It's tailing foul, and it'll end up in front of the Rafter bullpen. Lengthy plate appearance here for Ben Lloyd. Let's see if he wins the battle and gets on base. The next 3-2. Off speed, tap foul right behind home plate. 12-3 at Moonlight Grandfield. The Madison Mallards in full form, up by 9 runs on the Lakeshore Chinooks. Lacrosse leading at 4-2 on the road. Bottom 6 from Mayo Field out in Minnesota. Get loud up here on the right center field video board, and why would you not? Another 3-2 here from Jarvis to Lloyd. He got him looking on a fastball. Leadoff single from McIntosh, left out on second base. We have the eighth here at Winter Field. 7-2 Dock Spiders is our score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do, do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
It's a 7-2 Dock Spider lead against your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters here in the top of the eighth inning from Winter Field. Tyler McIntosh returning to the mound. First pitch to Caden Shapiro, misses low for ball one. 8-9-1 in the inning for the Dock Spiders. A 5-run lead on the road here on this Wednesday night. 1-0 fastball swung on and missed to even the count. 7 runs, 13 hits, and no errors for Fondi. 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1. Out straight back by Shapiro. Count now 1-2. Shapiro 0-2. 3 trips to the plate in the ballgame. Hit by a pitch and scored back in the third. McIntosh shaking off Duggar twice. The 1-2. Fastball missing low and inside to even the count. It's more of the rain coming down here at Winter Field. Unexpected in the forecast today. Nothing crazy in terms of needing to take the players off the field. The 2-2 got him swinging on a breaking ball downstairs. Third punch out for McIntosh. Now an inning in the third thrown out of the Rafters stable. And the batter is Drew Howard. Howard 2-for-3 has scored a pair on his 2 hits today. singled in innings 3 and 4. Bondelak getting their 7 runs across 2 innings, 3 in the 3rd and 4 in the 4th. First pitch to Howard, fouled down the first base line. Wisconsin Rapids getting 1 in the bottom of the 1st on a solo home run from Jorge Degatti. His 3rd of the season and his 1st as a Raptor here at Witter Field. 1 breaking ball, swung on and missed, count now nothing and 2. Top of the order awaiting on deck for Fond du Lac, that is Miles Vandenhoevel. Out of the windup, the 0-2 from the Columbus, Indiana native. Fastball missing outside for ball 1. Wisconsin Rapids also getting 1 in the bottom of inning 6 on an RBI single from Walker Buchanan. The 1-2. Foul back, just missing Miles Vandenhoevel on the Fond du Lac on deck circle. Heads up Miles. Count remains 1-2. Wisconsin Rapids will send the top of the order to the plate in the bottom of the 8th inning. Aiden Teal, Jorge Degatti, and Orlando Lordoy. 1-2 pitch, bounced on the ground to short. Ben Lloyd gloves it cleanly and throws to first in time. 2 up, 2 down for McIntosh here in the 8th inning. Miles Vandenhoevel will climb into the right-handed batter's box. Vandenhoevel, his highlight defensively today, robbing Aiden Teal of a solo home run back to end the 3rd inning. The former Raptor picked up an infield single in the 1st and drew a 5-pitch walk and scored in the 4th. First pitch to him, and on the hands, chopped foul down the 3rd base line. Brandon Scott, 4 innings as the Raptor starter today. Then Seth Creasy for 2. And now McIntosh on for his 2nd inning. The 0-1. Fastball right in there for a called strike. Kyler shooting the knees. Working middle of the zone. It's nothing at 2 on the Eastern Arizona College product. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The base is empty. Kyler's payoff pitch. Tap foul out in front of the Raptor dugout. We'll do it again. Raptors have left 4 on the bases so far in the ball game. Fond du Lac leaving 6 on. The next 0-2. He got him swinging. In and out of the glove of Cashel Duggar. Drop 3rd, throw down to 1st is in time. A 1-2-3, top of the 8th for Kyler McIntosh, a couple of punch-outs. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning, 7-2 Dock Spiders right here from historic Witter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the order, leading it off here in the bottom of inning 8-7-2 Dock Spiders from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockermer joining you here in the Witter Field press box. First pitch to Aiden Teal, misses outside for ball one. That is Alex Stewart into the ballgame. Third pitcher used for Douglas Coe here tonight. 21 pitches thrown. A scoreless seventh inning for Jacob Jarvis. Now 2-0, that one missing the zone on Teal. One hit allowed, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Two and zero the count. Teal in the ball game, 0-3. The next breaking ball is in there for a called strike. Stewart from Ellsworth Community College, throwing his 20th game of the summer. 2-1 misses up high. Count now 3-1 on the Virginia Cavalier, Aiden Teal. Stigotti on deck, then Lordoy to follow. Raptors just 5 hits in the ballgame here tonight. 3-1. Teal in the air to center. Preston not giving it a chase over his shoulder to make the catch. Leadoff man retired here in the eighth inning, and the batter is Jorge Degatti. Jorge Degatti, 1-for-3. His solo long ball in the first inning got the Raptors on the board first. First pitch to Degatti, misses up and in. Last time up, Degatti, a pop out to second back in the sixth inning. Righty on righty battle, 1-0 on the inside corner, called a strike. Stewart, an 8.67 ERA in the season and a 1.85 whip. Last worked an inning at Madison on the fifth. Two hits and three earned runs allowed. 1-1. Fastball missing low and inside for ball two. Numbers aren't the prettiest for the right-hander, but at the same time, Douglas Coe has gotten him to eat a lot of innings this summer. That's important in a lengthy Northwoods League season. The 2-1. Fastball in the air to right field. It's down for a base hit. Two-hit ball game for Jorge Degatti. And a runner aboard with one down here in the eighth inning for Orlando Lordoy. Coda Crumbly getting loose in the Raptor bullpen. Saw him work on Sunday in Green Bay. Lordoy 0-for-2 and 3 trips to the plate tonight. Last time up in inning 6 through a 7-pitch walk and scored on that RBI single off the bat of Walker Buchanan. The first pitch to Lordoy. Breaking ball missing downstairs at the ankles for ball one. Tyler McIntosh, too scoreless. If that is all for him as in a Raptor uniform, it's fantastic to watch him pitch this season and hit as well. The 1-0, fastball missing atop of the zone for ball two. Bottom eight here at Witter Field, the first of this home-and-home series with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The 2-0 bounced in for ball three. We'll be at Hare Baker Field tomorrow night, 6:35 first pitch. It'll be a 6:25 pregame show right here on WFHR. And it closes out couple of 6:35 ball games here at Witter Field Friday and Saturday against Green Bay. The 3-0. That one a fastball. The outer third called a strike. Three and one on Lordoy, a good lead for Degatti off first base. The next delivery home from Alex Stewart. Other fastball elevated and in there for a called strike from the home plate umpire Jake Dunn. Count now full. Lordoy was ahead 3-0 and now is to go after anything close here. The 3-2. Breaking ball in on the hands, fisted foul. Down the Raptor dugout, down the third base side. See if he can get that fastball. He's looking to drive here. Three balls, two strikes, first base side of the rubber for Stewart. Here it comes. This is up and away for ball four. Seven pitch walk to Lordoy. Two aboard, one out for Walker Buchanan. Cannon, another multi-hit ball game. RBI single in the sixth, also singled in the fourth. Drove in five of the 10 Raptor runs last night. A mountain visit here with Stewart and the entire Fondi infield prior to the battle with Walker Buchanan. Seven runs on 13 hits, no errors for Fond du Lac. Two runs on six hits and no errors for the Raptors. It'll be weird when the season comes to a close Saturday night. A lot of emotions for sure for the players, the staff, and even us, the interns working up here. Crazy how much you really get to get familiar with an area, with a community for the course of less than 3 months, really. I mean, you look at when I first got here to when I will be making my way back home postseason, and it'll be under 3 months, but crazy how long the time has felt, but it's felt so fast at the same junction. Buchanan ready for anything close to begin this battle, looking to strike early. First pitch to him. Bounced in for ball one. Stewart having trouble with the zone here. Stewart can generate a ground ball. Could end the inning for Fond du Lac. The 1-0. This is inside. Throw down to first to try and backpick. Lordoy is not in time. Orlando in there safely. A 2-0 count on the Virginia Cavalier. Jonah Montez back up and warming. The Fond du Lac bullpen, he was initially throwing when the starter Austin Cutts was still in the ballgame. It had two pitchers enter before him. The 2-0 breaking ball misses low and outside for ball three. With 74 miles an hour on that off-speed pitch from Stewart. Wonder if Buchanan's going to get the green light here on the 3-0. Here it comes. At one. Catches the top of the zone for a called strike. It is now 3-1. Count 3-1. Buchanan looking for that middle fastball. He gets an off-speed delivery instead, and it's fouled away down the first base side. .636 first pitch tonight. About 2.5 hours in the ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 3-2. Breaking ball, got him looking. Buchanan was ready to throw his bat to the Raptor dugout down the third base side. Instead, he is down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Landon Gaz 0-for-3 in the ball game his last time up. An inning ending 5-4-3 double play in the bottom of inning six. as it will be Kyler McIntosh.